Let me lend a hand for your next meeting, convention, sales or management training, conference call, or webinar. Whether you're looking for motivation, inspiration, or education, let me bring my background in psychology, sales, sales management, and executive experience to your next event. Just connect with me through Facebook or use the contact tab at the top of this webpage. Everybody, it was 15 years ago I had the opportunity to work for 5 weeks at TD Alfredo's, the best pizza shop in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. And while my time there delivering pizzas, making cheesesteaks, making strombolis, hand-tossing pizza was short, those 5 weeks gave me the opportunity to work alongside owner Leonard Angelucci and witness firsthand his gentle masterfulness with people. In November of 2000, Courtney and I moved from Las Vegas back to our house in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, after the waterless car wash company that you heard about in Volume 31 was bought out. I was anxiously awaiting the opportunity to work with Southern Living at Home, but that would not happen until June of 2001. So quickly after returning home, I found myself developing a little bit of cabin fever where I wanted to go out and be productive. Well, I found myself telling this tale to Len and mentioning that I'd like to find something just to do for several months to keep busy, indicating a very temporary commitment. But that didn't matter to Len. He invited me to come work at Alfredo's anyway. And I quickly learned that even in a high employee turnover business, low retention business like the food industry, Len always had good people around him. For Len had this unbelievable ability to work with people where they are versus where he wanted them or thought they should be, just like hiring me, even though he knew this was a temporary fill. He even has a manager that's been with him nearly all 35 years that he's been in business. And it all begins with his knack for working with people where and who they are at that particular moment in time. And that causes people to want to work and do good work for Len. And he was tireless at being there for people, no matter how large or how small the situation may be. So much so that when I started having my morning coffee at Alfredo's as Len made the dough for the day, and I wasn't even working, I was just hanging out gabbing with Len, learning from Len. Heck, that morning ritual went on sometime even after I no longer worked at Alfredo's. Len was simply someone you wanted to be around. I watched Len ask the delivery drivers if they could make a particular delivery, or the grill cooks if they could make a particular sandwich, or if somebody could get the phone. Now, that was all everyone's jobs, and they were required to do that, but Len calmly and cheerfully asked them for their help instead of ordering it every time. And while Len poured time, energy, and money to ensuring that his food was tasty and consistent all the time, Len understood that a product is only as good as the people surrounding it. And he gave equally as much, if not more, time, energy, and money to the people that worked with him as he did to his one-of-a-kind, fantastically tasty pizza pies, and all the food that has come from Alfredo's over the past 35 years. The bottom line is this: Congress can legislate, HR departments can mandate, but it's the business owners and operators who get people to cooperate to get things done, just like Len still does every day. Hey, I hope if you're around the Phoenixville, Pennsylvania area, you'll stop in TD Alfredo's and get yourself a meal. And if you like today's message, I hope you'll share it. And I hope you'll head on over to my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, and share your comments there as well. And thanks for your continued support through listening and sharing the You're a Gift audio series with others. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.